Hey, thanks for coming along to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I love having different voices on this program. And one of those voices is Al Catabiani, who every week has something to say about culture. And he should, because he is the founder of the website Culture Sonar. Cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. Al talks about music on the radio today on America Weekend. Al?
Say what you will about the demise of music on the radio, it's still a pretty good way to stumble across something unexpected. Cruising down the highway not long ago, flipping channels along the way, I encountered a tune, I Remember You, by the world-famous Headliners. I had never heard of the band, but there was something familiar, old school even, about them.
Girl, I know you.
It turns out the Nashville-based outfit is fronted by Big Al Anderson, the killer guitar player and songwriter from NRBQ, a cult band whose most popular incarnation attracted a passionate following through the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. The group never really broke through to the big time, but it chugged along for decades based on its good time vibe and monster musicianship. At heart, NRBQ was a great bar band. It got your heart pumping and your feet moving with unpretentious, deceptively simple songs and a huge repertoire including a lot of tasty covers. This got me wondering about other groups, especially from that era, that were, or at least could have been, great bar bands. The criteria include not taking yourselves too seriously, a fondness for danceable, hooky songs, an ability to change directions on the fly, and a sense that the band members themselves might be found at said bar at the end of the evening. With that in mind, please let me nominate two other groups as charter members of the Bar Band Hall of Fame. Let's start with Rockpile. The band recorded just one studio album under its own name, 1980's Seconds of Pleasure, but it backed its two frontmen, bassist-songwriter Nick Lowe, and the marvelous archivist and guitarist Dave Edmonds, on several of their own solo records. The band is a direct descendant of the UK's pub rock movement of the 70s, so calling them a bar band is not a stretch. And suffice to say that the members, at least at that time, knew their way around a pub. But, more to the point, Rockpile rocked in a rootsy, rockabilly, balls-to-the-wall way that anyone who saw them would never forget. Back in the States, Los Lobos picked up the rootsy vibe and added Mexican flavor. They started the way most local bands do when two music nerds, David Hidalgo and drummer Louis Perez, met at Garfield High in East LA. According to an interview with the Chicago Tribune, the two bonded over eccentric artists like Fairport Convention, Randy Newman, and Ry Cooder. Perez recalled, "We're looking at each other. You like this stuff? I thought I was the only weird one." One thing led to another, and before long, the band, which now included classmates Cesar Rosas and Conrad Lozano, were grabbing studio time at night, working around their day jobs and playing any kind of gig they could get. True to bar band form, they earned their biggest hit with a cover of Ritchie Valens' La Bamba. But fans know that the band's output is far deeper and wider than that. And they're road warriors, too, touring constantly and earning a 2015 nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No matter how complex their tunes get, you can usually hear the beating heart of the local band beneath the rock star veneer. It'd be easy to add lots of others to the list too, like the E Street Band and Creedence Clearwater Revival, who spawned countless bar band imitators of their own. And we didn't even touch on country and its honky-tonks or the African-American chitlin' circuit. In other words, this seems a great opportunity for you to connect with us and nominate your own favorite bar bands. You can do that by visiting culturesonar.com or our Facebook page, woozily called Culture Sonar.
Al Carabiani, you are taking me way back in time. I can't tell you how many times I played that song on the radio back when I was in music radio. But now I'm in talk radio. And this is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Thanks for coming along.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Looks like wastewater treatment byproducts, also known as sewage sludge, are frequently being used as fertilizer on our non-organic grocery store vegetables. According to just published research, scientists have recently found antibiotic-resistant superbugs in sewage sludge. They're cautioning about the danger of antibiotic-resistant genes passing into the human food chain. What they found was 79% of vegetables tested positive for superbugs known as vancomycin-resistant enterococci. According to the CDC, these bacteria are normally present in human intestines and the female genital tract. Vancomycin is an antibiotic used to treat these bacteria, which are already becoming resistant to ampicillin as well. Since Europe and the U.S. began widely growing commercial crops using human sludge, seems it's just another easy reason to go organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This speed skater's record-shattering performance at the 1980 Olympics has never been equal. He's the only Olympian in history to win all five skating events.
A new world and Olympic record for Eric Heiden.
So where is Eric Heiden now? After leaving the world of speed skating, Eric searched for a new challenge. He became a cyclist, eventually racing in the 1986 Tour de France. He graduated from Stanford Medical School in 1991 and is now a practicing orthopedist. Eric served as the team doctor for the NBA's Sacramento Kings as well as the Monarchs of the WNBA.
He broke the old Olympic record. Remember the name. Your grandchildren will certainly hear it. Eric Heiden.
Eric Heiden, unsurpassed on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.